listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about someone who was prepared long before for the work God had them to do. I'm going to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 36 and 37, where we read, "Your servant has killed both the lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God." Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Everyone was surprised when David the shepherd boy boldly offered to fight Goliath, that mighty soldier of the Philistines. They brought the brave boy to King Saul, and David repeated his offer to fight Goliath. Saul tried to discourage David. He told him, "You're not able, and you're just a youth." Saul thought David was disqualified because of his age, his size, his inexperience. Saul looked at the battle purely in natural, outward terms. By the measure of what man could see, there was no way David could win. But by the measure of what God saw, there was no way David could lose. David explained to Saul that he could fight Goliath because he had fought fearsome beasts before this. He explained, "Your servant has killed both lion and bear." God prepared David for this exact battle months before this, when David was an unknown shepherd. A lion attacked the lambs, and David fought the lion. A bear came against the sheep, and David battled the bear. All along, God prepared David to fight Goliath. This is generally God's pattern for preparation. He calls us to be faithful right where we are, and then uses our faithfulness to accomplish greater things. If David ran scared at the lion or the bear, he would never have been ready to fight Goliath now. But he was faithful then, so he would be faithful now. David became even more bold, and he said, "Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them." Notice how David increased in faith and in boldness as the story progressed. First, he said, "Someone should fight Goliath for a righteous cause." Then he said he would fight Goliath. Now he says that he would kill Goliath. You see, he started out saying, "Somebody should do something about this problem." Then he said, "I'll do something about this problem." And then he said, "I'm going to win, God helping me." You see, David said this, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." As a shepherd facing lions and bears, David had no idea that he was being trained to fight a giant. In the midst of our preparation, we rarely see how God will use it. As he readied to fight Goliath, David could look back and know that the same God who delivered him before would also deliver him now. David knew that God's help in times past is a prophecy of his help in the future. So think about all the times that God has helped you in the past and realize it's his promise to be with you and to strengthen you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.